Convergence. By Matt McBride. The chances of it happening had been calculated at 3.8 million to 1. But it was I who drew the short straw. Since the development of faster-than-light interstellar travel, with its associated compression of time, journeys through hyperspace were carefully planned and coordinated by the Directorate. The possibility of convergence, due to time distortion, had to be avoided at all costs. The outward and inward bound transit of a starship was always routed via different way stations to eliminate any possibility of an encounter with itself. But, as Murphy's Law states, even when the odds are negligible, anything that can go wrong eventually will. A bug in the guidance system. Maybe just a single-digit error in the program, or a microscopic metallic particle causing a cross-connection, would be enough to skew the quantum navigation computer. Whatever the reason for the glitch, on our way back to Earth, we ran into our outbound selves. Psychologists had long debated what the implications would be if the crew of a starship accidentally confronted itself. The consensus was that not only could it trigger psychoneurosis, but it was likely to change the crew's mental attitude to their mission and torpedo months of training and preparation. No one under the Directorate were so meticulous in their precautions. So, I was more than surprised when during our return trip, the auto-nav on our ship took us to a replenishment outpost in the Messier 32 galaxy. We'd stopped to refuel at the same base on our outward journey, so we shouldn't have been anywhere near Messier 32. Then I got an even bigger surprise when we all trooped into the refectory. And I saw myself and my crew, sitting at one of the tables, enjoying a meal I still remembered eating. They noticed us, at the same moment we saw them. And we all stared at each other in speechless astonishment. We knew that such an occurrence was theoretically possible, and there was an infinitesimal chance of it happening one day, so we weren't completely shocked. But, I could see the puzzled look on their faces when they realized there were only five of us. Whereas their crew had the full complement of six. As captain, I'd received detailed instructions on what to do if this situation should ever transpire. The first priority was to prevent the two crews from speaking to each other. I shepherded my guys out of the room and found a lounge where they could wait for further orders. Then I went back and beckoned to my earlier persona to join me at a side table. We sat and contemplated one another in silence. His closely cropped hair and healthy tan had evolved into my untidy mane and space pallor. His flight suit was still immaculate. Mine was a mess. After several seconds, I broke the ice. What I can't figure out is, why can't I remember us meeting here? If I saw myself on the trip out, why don't I know about it? Maybe because for you, it only just happened, my former self suggested. I don't know how this stuff works. But, now I know it's going to happen, I'll contact the Directorate, and tell them the return routing is screwed up. But if you do that, I wouldn't be here now, would I? He thought about that for a while. That could be why you don't remember this. As soon as I get the route corrected, this meeting might be wiped from our minds. Like it never happened, because of course, it won't happen. Jesus Christ. I hope so. This is all too weird to take in. No one under the Directorate are so meticulous with their itineraries, I said. Roger that, he concurred. And, talking of itineraries, we're due to leave in 2 hours. I'll get the crew back on the ship right away, so there's no contact. But, before we go, just between the two of us, how does the mission play out? You know I can't reveal anything about the mission, I said. It could change how you handle things, and that might cause the mission to fail. Great. I assume from that, it's going to be successful. Damn it! I nodded reluctantly, acknowledging my slip. We had a few problems, but nothing insurmountable. We all noticed Rachel wasn't with your crew. Where is she? He asked. I gazed at my hands, clasped together on the table, wondering how to break the news. I'm afraid Rachel doesn't make it. What? Rachel is going to be killed? You can't be serious. He kept his voice low, so the others couldn't overhear. But, he could tell by my expression that I was indeed deathly serious. Come on, tell me what happens, so I can prevent it. If I tell you, and you change the sequence of events, the outcomes will be different, and you may not achieve the required objectives. For a moment, I thought he was going to take a swing at me. But then he checked himself. To hell with the damned objectives. We're talking about Rachel's life. Isn't that more important than the lousy objectives? This is exactly why the directorate avoids the possibility of convergence. I pointed out logically. You know the mantra? Prior knowledge can influence outcomes. If the results are satisfactory, we can't risk doing anything differently. He tried again. Rachel is a beautiful young woman, with her whole life ahead of her, and we both know how we feel about her. He was divulging a personal secret that only the two of us knew to be true. That our feelings toward Rachel went far beyond the usual friendly relationship between captain and crew member. Despite the fact that liaisons between senior officers and junior ratings were against all the rules, long interstellar voyages brought out the basic needs and desires of everyone on board. I well remembered how, during the long journey, my infatuation with Rachel had grown into unbridled passion. But I was adamant that I would never divulge the circumstances of Rachel's death. He would find out for himself in the not-too-distant future. After my refusal to tell him, his parting words were harsh, and I prayed this meeting would never take place after his call to the directorate. It was a shame about Rachel. But if only she'd complied with her captain's wishes, she'd still be alive. Of course, there was no way I could tell him that, in advance. After all, he's the one who's going to kill her.